Hello, everyone, and welcome to our Wednesday Chaplain Reflections, which we will present once a month starting today. Monsignor Frank Bagnano is our presenter today. He is in his 55th year of priesthood. He has been a chaplain in the Des Moines region since 2014, and he is known to many of us through our pilgrimages. While he is retired, he still stays very active with his work at Iowa Catholic Radio. And as a cancer survivor, he is one who can minister to others suffering health issues with the words, "I know." Welcome, Monsignor.
Thank you very, very much, Tom. God bless you. And my dear sisters and brothers, welcome to here. We are in the second week of Advent. So I'd like to present a few thoughts for you today. And hopefully with God's Holy Spirit helping us, we can all merit from all of this. We're in, obviously, the time before Christmas. And life can get pretty hurried and hectic, of course. New busyness in preparation for Christmas. But today, you know, there's another layer on top of all that. As you and I well know, the pandemic is all over the place. It's supposed to be even getting somewhat more severe here in the next few weeks, I understand. And we have seen losses of life, unfortunately, health for many of us, and not losses of jobs, income. Wow. Plus the fact that we're a little bit off balance as Americans for the first time in my life. I mean, you know, the voting system, we're kind of taking a look at that. What is going on here? What will be our priorities as Americans in the next year, 2 years, whatever? Golly, you know, we're a little bit off balance. This is an Advent as never before. However, there is another vaccine, a vaccine against fear. Yep. Yeah, we're all experiencing a little bit of fear, fear of the unknown. Right, exactly, yeah. And there's a vaccine against that. It's called trust. Not trust in our country necessarily, nor in the voting system, nor in the political figures, however good or bad they are, nor in the medical professionals as good as they are. Trust in someone who can really take, who really cares and loves and can do something about it. And that's trust in God. That's what it is. That's the vaccine. That's the spiritual vaccine that we all need. And it's accessible. You don't have to wait for it. Yes, it's there. It's in today's gospel, folks. Today's gospel. What does Jesus say? "Come unto me, all you who labor and are burdened, I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart. You will find rest for yourselves." That's a promise from God. You will find rest for yourselves. My yoke is easy. My burden is light. Come unto me. It's an invitation, folks. Come unto me. It's an invitation to a relationship. Jesus wants to live in us and we in him. Friendship, relationship. It does take trust. And so that's the vaccine. Trust. Yeah. Trust in Jesus. In the present moment, trust him now. Trust him here and now, today. Yeah. Don't worry about tomorrow. Well, what about tomorrow? Don't worry about tomorrow. Is that me telling you that, Monsignor Frank Bagnano? I'm quoting Jesus. Jesus, chapter 6 of Matthew's gospel. That's what he says. "Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life." Chapter 20, verse 25 of chapter 6 of Matthew. Write this down, folks, and read it to yourself later on. 6:25. Matthew, "Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, where you're going to eat or drink, or don't worry about your body, what you're going to wear. Is not life more important than food and the body more than clothing?" And he goes on to say, look at the birds in the sky. God is taking care of the birds. They're doing okay. How about the flowers, the lilies of the field? They're pretty nice looking, better looking than Solomon. Well, he's taking care of flowers that are going to only last a few months, and birds, you know, how about you? So he says, don't worry about all this stuff. All these things the pagans are looking for. Your heavenly Father, here you go, knows you need all of them. your father. Yes, right. Seek first the kingdom of God. That is God's righteousness, God's way, God's influence, God's love in your life. Everything he said will be given to you. Really? Well, God said it. Come on. He comes through with his promises. And here, verse, I love verse 34 of chapter 6 of Matthew. Do not worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow will take care of itself. Sufficient for today are its own problem. So there you go. So here's the key. I'm going to give you a magic key. The magic key to this peace is called abandonment to divine providence, which means giving oneself freely, trustingly into the hands of God. Abandonment into divine providence. And St. Paul says that, Romans 8:28, for those who love God, all things work together unto good, not some things work together, few things work together unto good, all things work together unto God. So yes, abandoning yourself unto God, all things work together for those who belong to God. That's the key, abandonment to divine providence. Write that down. Romans 8:28 and the verses after that are fantastic. That's it. St. Francis de Sales, my most favorite saint, wrote for lay people in the 1600s. I read them just about every day. He has some great statements about divine providence. He says this about the Father in heaven. He says, our Lord loves with a most tender love those who are so happy as to abandon themselves wholly into his fatherly care, letting themselves be governed by his divine providence. Without any idle speculation as to whether things are going to work out, whether the workings of this providence are going to be useful to their profit or painful to their loss, doesn't make any difference. This is because they are well assured that nothing can be sent from this most loving God, nothing permitted by his paternal and most loving heart, there will not be a source of good and profit for them. All that is required is, you ready for this one? They should place all their confidence in him and say from their heart, into your blessed hands, I commend my spirit, my soul, my body, all that I have. Lord, do with them as it will please you. Act of divine providence. And by the way, I say a prayer every day. I say the abandonment prayer every day. Abandonment to divine providence. You Google it up. Google up a prayer of abandonment. Prayer of abandonment by Charles Foucault. Prayer of abandonment. Google it up. It's there. Okay. I see it. It's amazing. And Pope John Paul II, God bless him, St. John Paul II, said constantly, do not be afraid of anything. Do not be afraid of anything. That's it. That's, by the way, that's the most quoted verse in the whole Bible. 200 times it is said in the Bible, do not be afraid. So I'm going to quote Padre Pio. Same thing. They all say the same thing. They all say the same thing in today's gospel. It is. That's what they say. Matthew 11:28. Padre Pio, what does he say? Three things. Padre Pio, you ready? Number one, pray. Number two, trust. Number three, do not worry. Pray, trust, do not worry. From Padre Pio. Prayer of abandonment. Father, I abandon myself into your hands. Do with me what you will. Whatever you may do, I thank you. I am ready for all. I accept all. Let only your will be done in me and in all your creatures. Amen. God bless you. Thank you. It's an honor to be able to visit with you this morning.
And thank you very much for being with us today. Our next call will be in January. We will announce it in advance. And I'd like to close with the daily prayer. Lord Jesus, thou hast seen fit to enlist me for thy service in the order of St. John of Jerusalem. I humbly entreat thee through the intercession of the Most Holy Virgin of Palermo, of St. John the Baptist, Blessed Gerard, and all the saints, to keep me faithful to the traditions of our order. Be it mine to practice and defend the Catholic, the Apostolic, the Roman faith against sacrilege. Be it mine to practice charity towards my neighbors, especially the poor and sick. Give me the strength I need to carry out this my resolve, forgetful of myself, learning ever from thy holy gospel, a spirit of deep and generous Christian devotion, striving ever to promote God's glory, the world's peace, and all that may benefit the Order of St. John of Jerusalem. Amen. Thank you. God bless, and Merry Christmas.